keep it alive through these lines I write. I keep it live cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch a scenario. My stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah. Just nod your head with it, so explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it, no scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool, hear my heartbeat beat into the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind, oh no. It's ponderoso, dope so, no overdose cause it's dope. Yo man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow, down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd know we getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock, like I told you. I'm doing this for dreams we pursuing.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Anten Media Radio. It's Friday. Happy Friday. You're here with Levon, and it is October 17th, 2014. I'm super excited. I told you this month was going to be full of guests, and that is the case. Last week we had Dr. Freddie, who talked about holistic health and chiropractic and the importance of living in your body. And tonight I'm joined by Miss Jen Maleka, who is a superhero, to say the least. She does a lot of things. Right now she is practicing something called functional diagnostic nutrition, and we're going to get into all the aspects of that and try and share with you how it works, how it can benefit you, and maybe inspire you to learn more about it. Thank you for being here, Jen. I know it's been a long time.
Thanks, Levon, for having me on.
Thank you. Really excited, you guys. Thanks for joining us. We're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8, and I'm pretty sure this is like my 1-year anniversary or somewhere near it. So yay, go me. Ooh. I did it. Like, I must be, like, committed to this. That's awesome. But how exciting. And I love that I'm coming full circle. My first show was all about nutrition.
Oh.
So, voila. Here's the lady. So, what is functional diagnostic nutrition?
That's a really good question. You know, a lot of people, when they hear functional diagnostic nutrition, don't really know exactly what that means. So I like to make it a little bit more simple, and I call it health detective work.
Ooh.
So in essence, I am a health detective, and we use applications of nutrition to help people heal their bodies naturally and restore balance.
Ooh. Okay.
So functional diagnostic nutrition as a health detective, what I do is use a series of different lab tests that anybody can really use to look at the different systems of the body, such as the hormone system, the immune system, the digestive system, detoxification, and the intestinal barrier systems. And what I do with those, that information from those lab tests, is we're looking for the root causes of somebody's health complaints. So if they're having digestive issues or joint aches and pains, or maybe they have gone to doctor to doctor to doctor and they're on the doctor merry-go-round and they can't figure out what's going on with them. They can't lose weight, all those different kinds of things.
Can't sleep, can't eat. People have all sorts of ailments.
Energy imbalances, mm-hmm. hormonal imbalances, infertility issues, you name it, I address it.
Amazing.
And so we look for those root causes, what might be happening internally in the system, and we work to restore balance to those root causes or to those issues. So oftentimes in conventional Western medicine, you go to a doctor and they just look at symptoms and they want to give you a Band-Aid for a symptom, such as like a prescription medication or something of that sort, a procedure, and fix where the problem is coming from. So in functional diagnostic nutrition, or I'll refer to it also as FDN, it's a little easier and shorter to say. We're all about doing health detective work and teaching people a model of self-care. So my goal is with my clients that I work with is to teach them how to take care of their own bodies. So at some point in time down the road, they actually won't need me anymore. They'll know how to do it themselves.
That is so beautiful.
It is pretty amazing.
Because I think every health practitioner should give away that power. You shouldn't be the only source of someone's wellness. You should be a doctor. And the word doctor means to teach. In Latin, the word doctor means to teach. So if you're truly doctoring someone, you are going to give them the tools to be well. What a gift. And that's exactly what my purpose is, too.
Yes.
So I'm so glad you're here. Friday nights, if you haven't figured it out by now, it's been a year. Get with the program. Mondays and Wednesdays, DB and Nick talk about current events and politics. Not the happiest, most rainbowest, sunshinest things. Those are words, by the way. Fridays, we talk about how do you be awesome in a world that is maybe not so awesome? Because what you are is going to be the determining factor for what's around you. So Friday night's about self-empowerment and giving you the power to be your best. So our topics tonight, and Miss Jen briefly talked about them or touched on them. We're going to talk about how your hormones, your immune system, your digestive system, your detox system, and even your intestinal barrier play a role in your health. And what can you do to understand their function? And perhaps maybe you are one of these people stuck in the merry-go-round of conventional medicine. I can't tell you how much I hear this, where people have an ailment but no answers. Mm-hmm. So how amazing that you are able to help those people figure out the action that caused the reaction.
Definitely.
So let's get into that. Like you mentioned hormones. So how do those play a role in our body? Because people just don't know.
Right.
And how do you determine their malfunction?
Yes, that's actually the foundational point of where we start. So when I work with a client, the hormone system is what we take a look at first. And primarily what we look at as which hormones that we look at are going to be your cortisol levels, which are your stress hormones, or your stress hormone that is produced by the adrenal glands that are like little peanuts that sit on top of your kidneys. And every time you're stressed or under stress or encounter stress, they release cortisol into your system. We also take a look at the different sex hormones, so progesterone, testosterone, and estrogens. And then another main ruling hormone called pregnenolone. And we also look at melatonin. So we do a hormone panel. One of the foundational lab tests that I run is this hormone panel. And it looks at all of those different hormones. And it gives us some really good indicators about what might be happening in the body. So let me touch on cortisol just a little bit, because cortisol is so, so critical in our system. Cortisol, like I said, is released into our body when we encounter stress. Now, a lot of people, when you say the word stress, they think of mental, emotional stress, but there's actually many other different types of stress. Mm-hmm. There's physical stress, so that would be like working out, which most times is beneficial for our body because we want to work out, be physically active. There's a lot of health benefits. But if you are over-exercising, that's when it can become a negative type of physical stress. Also, chiropractic and acupuncture and different types of physical modalities touch on physical stress. So if you have a misalignment in your spine that is putting pressure on your nervous system in some way, that is also a physical type of stress. There's also environmental stressors, like the chemicals that we're exposed to in our air and our foods and our environment. There's thermal stress, like heat conditions or cold conditions. And then There's also the mental, emotional aspects of stress, and there's internal stress. Internal stress would be things like parasites, bacteria, fungus, all those little critters that might be living inside of your gut system that cause stress.
Oh, we gotta get into that later.
Yeah.
Because people will just lose their minds once they know what could potentially be in them and
be
which
living
probably
inside.
Is in you. Ew.
And so all these different types of stressors spike our cortisol, and our cortisol is a steroid hormone, and it regulates a lot of things for us. It actually helps to regulate our blood pressure. It helps to regulate our blood sugar levels. And it also is our natural anti-inflammatory. So you could imagine if your cortisol is out of whack somehow, maybe you're under a lot of stress for a prolonged period of time and your body's just pumping out cortisol all the time. It eventually becomes depleted. And so if it's either really high or really depleted, it's a main ruling hormone. And then that affects your DHEA levels, which is what helps you to build muscle. And then also with that, your body needs cortisol to keep all of your other hormones in balance. So I mentioned pregnenolone earlier. That's one of the hormones that we look at specifically. And your body uses pregnenolone to create cortisol, but it also uses pregnenolone to create your sex hormones like testosterone and estrogens. So if your body has this high demand for cortisol, then the pregnenolone, your body starts to steal pregnenolone to make more cortisol. And we actually call that pregnenolone steal. And when that's happening, think of like normally your body will split pregnenolone 50-50. It'll say 50% goes to cortisol and 50% goes to your sex hormones. Well, when you have this high demand for cortisol, now that pathway gets diverted and 75% is going to help support cortisol levels and maybe only 25% is going to support your sex hormones. Oh. So ladies and gentlemen out there, if you know, like if you all of a sudden or over the course of time have had like a drop in your sex drive, your libido, that means that pregnenolone steal is probably happening because you're stealing pregnenolone to support cortisol, which means that those poor sex hormones are suffering and you have no sex life anymore.
How enlightening.
Yes.
How those poor people just sitting out there right now thinking that something's wrong with them.
Always.
They're broken and then they have emotional trauma from not being able to perform or satisfy. Like what if you just need a little balance in your hormones?
Exactly. And that's what it is. I work with females who complain that they have no sex drive at all. Males also, I mean, males that I've worked with on balancing their hormones, they're like, who needs Viagra when all you need to do is balance your hormones?
And it makes sense because hormones are the governing factor in every cellular occurrence in our body.
Exactly. Exactly.
How important to know how you made and how you function.
Yes. So when we do this hormone panel in the beginning, we're able to see where the hormones initially sit. It's kind of like our benchmark measurement. We can see what stage of adrenal fatigue that you're in. We can also see how it's affecting the rest of your hormones. And the last one that I haven't talked about yet is melatonin. And melatonin is your sleep hormone. So we also see that one on this foundational lab test. And melatonin is manufactured in the gut. So not only will melatonin tell us that your sleep is being disrupted if it's really low, but it also tells us that your gut is damaged if it's really low, because that means that your gut is not able to produce as much melatonin as it should be. And then overall as well, with your hormones, when we look at cortisol, we do four measurements throughout the day. So we do a morning measurement, a noontime, afternoon, and nighttime. And then we also have the total cortisol number. Depending on what your cortisol levels look throughout the day, that will also give us key indicators for what's going on with the body. So for example, if you have a spike in cortisol, let's say at lunchtime or in the afternoon around 5 p.m., that is usually an indicator that there's a food sensitivity issue. So something that you ate for lunch or for breakfast also tells us that there is a blood sugar regulation issue. And those would be things that we would want to take a look at to help you balance your energy levels if it's a blood sugar issue. And if it's a food sensitivity issue, that means that there's damage in the gut as well, because food sensitivities really occur as a result of a damaged intestinal system. Unless you have like a true allergic reaction or an autoimmune disorder like celiac disease
or
celiac or Crohn's or things like that. Also, the nighttime cortisol levels, if there's a relative spike in nighttime cortisol levels, that's a direct indicator that there is some type of pathogen going in the internal system, in the gut. So typically a parasite, bacteria, or yeast, because all of those things, parasite, bacteria, and yeast, are nocturnal in nature. So they get active when we want to go to bed, which all you night owls out there.
Oh my gosh, I'm afraid.
If you are a night owl and you just think, oh, I'm actually this way, or I'm just so awake. Well, that's because you're pumping out cortisol at nighttime when you're not supposed to be. And that's usually a result of those nocturnal little parasites or bugs or whatever's in there getting active at nighttime, which is causing internal stress in your system, which is causing you to pump out cortisol at
nighttime. That is creepy.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, biologically, like, we're supposed to rise and fall with the sun. And I've always thought about that. I'm like, why are some of us quote unquote nocturnal? Maybe it's because of what we're made of. Oh my gosh. Not to get off topic. We'll get back on topic. I promise. This is kind of my style. Can you tell us more about parasites, and how do you know if you have one, other than having this testing? Is there any other indicators or things that people should be aware of that you could say right now that would be prevalent, so that they would know to get more testing?
Yeah, it really depends on the type of bacteria or parasite or yeast or fungus that's happening in there. I can tell you, like, some of the common ones. Candida is kind of a hot buzzword
talked
in the
about Candida
health
a lot.
And wellness industry right now. And Candida shows a lot of, like, prevalent signs. So one of the main signs with Candida is having, like, ultimate cravings for carbohydrates or sugars, because Candida feeds off of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it will literally tap into your brain, and it will make you just go crazy for that stuff. Like, you have to have
it's like your drug.
Time. It's like, it is like a drug.
It is like a drug. Sugar is a drug, in case you didn't know. Sugar equals drug.
Yes, sugar is a drug. There's actually research and studies that are proving that not only sugar, but gluten and dairy as well, that those both have the same chemical reaction on the brain as heroin or cocaine. So Candida also alters the brain system, and that's where the addiction to the sugar and the carbohydrates comes from as well with Candida. Now, with other types of bacteria like H. pylori, which I had when I went through this program, I discovered I had H. pylori, and H. pylori can cause stomach ulcers. So if you're somebody who's gone through the physician merry-go-round, the Western medicine merry-go-round, and you've encountered the fact that you have stomach ulcers, they'll give you antacids for things like that. And those are actually the worst things that you could give if you have H. pylori. Terrible, right? You actually don't want any hydrochloric acid in your system, any extra in your system, if you have H. pylori, because that causes it to grow. So stomach ulcers are a sign of H. pylori. Also migraines. And then also any back pain at like your vertebrae T7, the thoracic 7. So kind of like, for those of you who don't know what T7 is, that's kind of like your mid-back area. And I had actually two of those symptoms. I had migraines, which would come very sporadically, like maybe once every couple of months. But when I did get a migraine, it would knock me out. But I did have the reoccurring mid-back pain, and I thought that it was just because I worked out so much, and I was going to chiropractic and acupuncture, and nothing got rid of it until I found out I had H. pylori, and I went through an all-natural supplementation protocol to get rid of it. And I started eating right to make sure that it didn't come back. And all of those symptoms have gone away for me. Other signs of intestinal bacteria, fungus, parasites are like ladies' yeast infections. Mostly men will see like foot fungus, like athlete's foot type of stuff. So yeast will come out in other parts of our body if you have an internal yeast infection, skin issues. So eczema sometimes, you know, any type of skin issues, whether that's like adult acne or rashes and things like that, are often very highly correlated with something that's going on within the gut. And that usually means there's leaky gut, which then would open up the space for bacteria, parasites, and things like that to live in.
I think you bring up a good point that I like to kind of highlight, is and I touched on earlier, is there's always an action and there's always a reaction. And I'm sorry that we live in a place that's backwards. Today I made a joke and I'm like, can we just call this backwards land?
Yeah.
Because everything is backwards, everything is opposite. I'm sorry it's such a trick. It's kind of funny once you realize it. You're like, But I'm sorry that you have been conditioned to not recognize when your body is calling for your attention.
Mm-hmm.
How shameful almost that you have this thing, you live in it, and you don't know what it does.
Right.
Think about that. You live in your body, and you don't know what it does. It drives me crazy. But I'm not mad at you. I'm not. Just action equals reaction. So when you're having these symptoms mm-hmm. within you, ask yourself why. Not, hey, let me take this little pill and I'll get rid of it. That's all a trick.
Right.
It just inhibits a signal from your brain. It's not getting better.
Right.
So I like what you do, because you get to the root of the problem. And we've talked so far about hormones. That's very important in all function of the body. Almost equally important in my book is the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And can we talk about how that plays a role in our bodies, and how do we support a healthy one, and what happens when it's not?
Right.
You know, people don't realize, like, you have an army inside of you.
Right.
Literally fighting for you every moment, every breath, every cellular function, every nerve synapse, every split of everything. And their whole job is to make sure that you're clean and you're functioning
mm-hmm.
and that you're going to continue to do it.
Right. So, you know, everything's going to kind of relate back to the gut, Levon. So we talked about, you know, the hormone panel. I mentioned it gives us a lot of indicators for what might be going on in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Things like food sensitivities, which tell us that the gut's damaged.
And that's important because our immune system lives there.
Exactly. That's the point that I was going
to get
to. Is like, is that our immune system literally lives in our gut. So 80% of your immune system is in your gut. So could you imagine if you have a damaged gut, you know, just like you said, your army is, you know, all damaged.
They're sad.
They're
like laying there bleeding, calling for help.
Yeah, they're all sick and they can't fight the battle for you. So with the immune system, you know, when I work with somebody, we also look at health history. So those are indicators for us too. Like, do you get sick frequently? You know, are you able to easily recover when you do get sick? Or does it take you weeks on end, and do you relapse when you get a cold or a flu-like symptom or something like that? So we support the immune system through natural type of remedies, things like eating the right foods for you. So I do use metabolic typing. It's very similar to eat right for your blood type
mm-hmm.
And some of these other types of diets that or I don't like to say the word diet because it's not a diet.
It's not a
diet that you're going on to lose weight. It's just a way. It's a method of eating. It's a methodology for eating. And so eating the right types of foods for your type, then that will support your immune system because you're putting that's kind
Question.
Of fuel in the system.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there different types?
That's a very good question.
Can anyone explain that to me? Does my brain want to know, if we're all human, why are we composed of
kind of foundationally genetic. So think about it. Ancestry was in Alaska. If you think about Eskimos, they grew up eating like
fish.
Whale blubber and fish. So
cold weather.
Really high protein, mm-hmm. really, really high fat, because they would live off and eat the whale blubber mm-hmm. for days on end or weeks, or they would store it. And then also fish is really high in omega-3s, and omega-6 is really high in healthy fats for you.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be considered kind of like in the metabolic typing world, a high protein type or a fast oxidizer, which means that their primary source of energy or the best energy for them is going to be that high protein and fat. Who grew up in or our industry is in South America, where it's very tropical. There's a lot of fruits,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of the foundation of your diet. So everybody has evolved in different ways based on their ancestry to what is the right type of fuel to be putting in their body.
That's amazing that you know that. Thank
and
you.
It's so it is, but it's so
where do you come from?
To talk to these different people about what's best for them. So for me, I wake up in the morning and I need to eat within 2 hours of waking up. And I have to, in order to feel full and like complete, it's got to be protein. If I were just to have like a banana, I would be starving like 30 minutes later. Versus I have other clients who are more carbohydrate types where they wake up and they could be fine.
I don't eat until 1 o'clock.
You're probably a carbohydrate type.
I am not hungry at all.
I get
slowed down if I eat in the morning. My body goes, whoa, 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 whoa. I am not ready for this. I am good. You eat at 1 o'clock like I tell you, yeah, or you're taking a nap.
That is actually a very distinct difference between a protein type and a carbohydrate type. Is a carbohydrate type is somebody who can wake up, have their morning coffee, and they feel totally fine until noon to eat anything. They feel better off of something that's a little heavier in carbohydrates. They still need the balance of all the nutrients.
Well, I like to eat that first meal. I eat something which I consider heavier, and then I eat like a rabbit the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy, and like I eat my last meal sometimes 10 o'clock.
Right.
But I still manage to keep like a slim figure, and people are like, oh, I'm like, that's just how I am. I listen.
Yes. Everybody is bioidentically different. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we really tap into also. So you're just getting back to the immune system.
Okay. We go off on tangents on this program.
It's about eating the foods that are right for you. It's about proper supplementation. I mean, I know Levon has talked a lot about food in her series here, and as much as we can try to eat organically, avoid GMOs and things like that. It's just our food system is still lacking in some nutrients.
I have actually said that I think everybody suffers from malnutrition. One form or another, we all suffer from it.
Well, the other side of that is even if you're eating healthy all the time, there are things in our environment that are stripping us of nutrients. So for example, if you have metal fillings in your mouth or metal caps in your mouth, any type of metal exposure, if you have like a heavy metal exposure, that actually will strip minerals from your body. So minerals are like your calcium, your magnesium, your vitamin D, and things like that, potassiums. So proper supplementation is a key element to immune function and system as well. And some of like the foundational supplements that I believe everybody should be taking are a very good quality probiotic.
Oh yeah.
Well as incorporating natural probiotic foods in their diet. So things like sauerkraut and kimchi. Fermented foods, exactly. Coconut has a lot of probiotic elements to it as well.
We should explain why that's important too. Enzymes is basically, okay, my favorite story to help people understand this is an apple. You eat an apple, and when you eat it, it has everything it needs within it to digest, the enzymes, right? So when your body eats it, it doesn't have to put out extra energy to digest it because it already has within it what you need. So you get only the goodness from it. But versus like eating a potato, your body has to work so much differently to digest that, and it's like energy stripping.
Mm-hmm.
So are you eating to charge or are you eating to drain?
Right.
So that's the importance of probiotics within your body, is they help you break down the things and assimilate them within you without utilizing your energy. Like calorie is the amount of energy it takes to raise the temperature of water by 1 degree Celsius. How much of that energy are you spending breaking down that particle? You need that.
Right. Well, and probiotics are just healthy gut flora. So they are healthy bacteria that you should have in your system, which actually help you to fend off the bad bacteria.
Yes.
So probiotics is a foundational supplement that I believe everybody should be taking. A really good quality fish oil or omega-3. There are different like vegan options for an omega-3, things like hemp seeds and chia seeds. Things like that as well. A mineral complex, because like I mentioned before, you know, with environmental exposure to metals and other toxins in our environment, it really strips you of minerals. And that can also help you sleep and regulate your cortisol levels too. And then I actually do recommend taking a digestive enzyme or hydrochloric acid. And I'll explain kind of the difference of the two real quick. Is your stomach naturally produces hydrochloric acid. That is your stomach acid. And as we age, we actually will start to produce less hydrochloric acid. So if you think about that, then that's, you know, you look at like your senior demographic, and a lot of times they're malnourished or they have less nutrients. And that's because with the foods that they're eating, they're not able to digest them as well because they have low stomach acid as a natural process of aging. So for all of you that want to stay young out there and maximize your nutrient uptake, then as you age, adding in hydrochloric acid to your supplementation regimen would actually give you some really great health benefits. Now, I want to caution you with this, because if you do think that you potentially have H. pylori, or if you think that you may have another type of bacteria, hydrochloric acid may not be the best option for you, and you would want to get those things checked out first before you started taking a hydrochloric acid supplement. If you have a fungus, though, like if you have a yeast type of overgrowth, hydrochloric acid can actually help to kill off the yeast and would be beneficial. The alternative is also digestive enzymes, which essentially help you do this one just mentioned, is that they help you to break down your food so that you can have maximum absorption of the nutrients from your food. So in essence, you really don't need to take like a multivitamin, and a lot of multivitamins out there are just crappy.
Yeah,
anyways,
you just
like really
poop them out anyway. It
crappy.
Really matter.
You could take a digestive enzyme and eat really organically and healthy, and that is going to help you get all of the nutrients that you need
from
out of the
your
foods
food.
That you're eating. So those things will help to support the immune system. You know, with the fish oils also, or the omega-3s, they're a natural anti-inflammatory, so they actually are healing to the gut, which then is going to help support your immune system if you can heal the house that your immune system lives in.
And most pain is inflammatory. That's
yes.
why it's important to have that balance within you.
Yes.
Pain is a chemical.
Yes.
People need to realize that pain is a chemical and it can be prevented.
It's like a flashing light that's going on that's telling
yeah.
you that something's wrong.
It's like a car alarm.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting stolen. Hey. It's the same thing. Like, whoa, tension here. Red zone.
Caution tape everywhere. So there's some other supplements that are really great too. For anybody out there that just feels like maybe they do have a damaged gut, or you guys are kind of working through that, L-glutamine, it's an amino acid. It's also very anti-inflammatory for the digestive tract. It'll help to heal the intestinal lining, as well as gelatin.
Mm.
And people are always like, gelatin, like the stuff that Jell-O's made out of. I'm like, yeah, you get to eat Jell-O.
Is that like it's a high protein?
It's not necessarily high protein. It has amino acids
amino
in it,
acids.
So it is a protein component. It really helps your hair and your nails grow. So anybody out there struggling with those things also, that means that your immune system and your gut is probably dysfunctional as well. And gelatin will help those. And it also, like, if you think about it, like Jell-O, think about Jell-O.
Binder.
It's binding. It's
yeah.
very Jell-O-y. It makes it kind of rubbery. So when you eat gelatin, it literally coats the intestinal lining and it'll kind of plug the holes of a leaky gut so that you don't get the toxins seeping into the bloodstream, which are causing the symptoms in the first place.
That's interesting.
So there's ways that you can get gelatin into your diet. One is to incorporate bone broth, not just plain chicken broth.
Yes.
It's got to be bone broth. So you can buy bone broth at most like Whole Foods or some health stores.
I've heard of this, and you get all the essentials from the inside of the bone.
Yes, it's actually from
the marrow, right?
If you think about like if you eat a chicken leg, like all the connective tissues at the top of the chicken leg and the bottom, that's the gelatin. Kind of like that squishy stuff that you're not sure you want to eat.
The tendons
and all, that's where the gelatin comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy bone broth. It's really actually easy to make at home. If you do eat meat on a regular basis, and it can be any kind of meat, it can be beef, it can be pork, it can be chicken, and you save the bones at the end, you can actually like freeze them. So what I do is we kind of collect them in my house, and once you get up to like 2 pounds of them, you throw them in a crock pot with some water, and you just crock pot them for like 2 days, and that creates bone broth. And then you use that for soups, or you can just have, if you like the flavor of it, you can just drink like a cup of it a day, however you want to incorporate it. My personal preference is you can actually get grass-fed beef gelatin in powder form on Amazon. So
doing the most Amazon.
Exactly. Actually, if you go to my website, if you go to mytravelfit.com, and I have a favorite products page, and you go to the food section there, I have the gelatin is listed as one of my favorite food products, and you can use powdered gelatin for so many things. My easiest way that I love to do it is in my smoothies. So in the morning, I always have a green smoothie, and I put gelatin in the smoothie. So it makes it a little bit thicker, and I get my gelatin in for the day. You can make homemade Jell-O. So this is for anybody who has kids at home, like what kid doesn't love Jell-O?
Yeah.
So you're like doing something healthy for yourself and your kids. You make some Jell-O to like help their immune system. And then you can also, oh my gosh, it's the Paleo Parents, I want to say. They have one of their blogs. They have over 60 recipes on how you use powdered gelatin. And it is amazing. Everything from breads, like banana breads, to desserts, to smoothie recipes, to Jell-O recipes, to making your own gummies, like making your own sour gummy worms.
Kids' smoothies. That sounds so good.
That are all natural and healthy because you make them out of like fresh squeezed juice.
It's not like corn syrup
and
super sugary grossness. Right. I got to tell you, anytime I ever eat a gummy worm or a gummy bear, I instantaneously get a tummy ache. Every single time.
Well, it's the sugar and all the crap that's
probably
in there. The artificial sweeteners.
My body goes, that's aspartame. Or are you trying to kill me?
Acne.
And I go, I'm sorry. I just really wanted a jelly and no one has good ones.
Yep.
Now I know how to do it. It's exciting. I'm going to have like no life now. Everyone's going to be like, where's LaVon? I'm making gummy worms.
Exactly. So that's kind of, you know, the immune system, some tips hopefully you guys can take away to boost your immunity.
You want to keep your army strong.
Exactly. You know, things that will really like be negative to your immune system are actually things like antibiotics are really harsh on your immune system. They just shred your gut lining.
Antibiotics are like an A-bomb.
Yes.
Okay? If we're talking about armies, they go in and they go, screw all this ecosystem action. I'm killing everything, good and bad. I don't care whose side they are on. I'm an A-bomb, damn it, and I'm about to just destroy everything.
Right.
That's what's going on.
They
it's
do.
It's funny because it starts with an A, and it's antibiotic,
yeah.
A-bomb.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Good pun. And then they kill all the healthy bacteria, so they get rid of everything. Other things that are like real killers to your gut system are prescription medications. And granted, I'm not telling anybody to come off of any prescription medications, but you should consult with your physician about maybe some healthy natural alternatives so that eventually, depending on your situation, you could taper off of some of those or not use them as much or go to a lower dosage or something like that.
I think you bring up a good point too, is don't get stuck believing that you need that particular medication. That's the only thing that can help you survive. Because I think a lot of people in this is heavy on my heart because this is where I come from, Jen.
Right.
I watched my grandma die. My entire life she was ill and she was stuck in that cycle of, oh, go see this doctor. Oh, go see this doctor. Let's try this medication. Oh, maybe we need to increase the dose. Oh, maybe we need to increase the dose. Oh, let's add a bunch of these. Oh, let's take these away. And nobody ever said, hey, this is how you get better.
Mm-hmm.
And she would still be here and I could be eating homemade, handmade dumplings right now, but I'm not.
Right.
And that kills me. Like, if someone had said, hey, I know you have diabetes, what if we try a healthy diet? What if we address your stress? What if we talk about the emotional trauma you've had your entire life? Nobody said that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not just a body. You're more than that. And I'm so glad you brought that up. It's like, there's always something better.
Right.
Always.
I mean, this just happened today. I was consulting with somebody today, and she's been having digestive issues and typically around her menstrual cycle when she ovulates. And she wanted to go the conventional route, went to see, you know, the conventional doctor, Western medicine. They did all different types of tests on her, and they found that she had the conclusion was is that she had a cyst on her ovary, which was pressing on her intestines. So it was making her feel like she needed to have a bowel movement. And also they said that her gallbladder was not functioning optimally. So I asked her, I was like, well, what did they give you for preventative? Like, what are you to do? You know, first of all, why is the cyst there? Cysts don't just happen. Cysts are a sign of something deeper, a hormonal imbalance, a body that is under siege, that it's just
so many women have those.
Exactly.
Right now. It's so prevalent.
And then on top of the fact that your gallbladder is not functioning optimally, your gallbladder and your liver play a very important role in detoxifying the body.
Yeah.
So,
and digestion.
And digestion. And so it was just so mind-blowing to me that this the physician did not recommend maybe like a liver and gallbladder support
supplement. By the way, you're dying slowly.
Yes, by the way.
You're dying slowly, just so you know.
Right, exactly. At the age of this woman
like
has...
Probably like 20?
No, she's 45, has okay. twin boys okay. that are 8. I mean, she has a lot to live for in her life. And... Exactly, you're dying slowly, and she just accepted
Have fun.
That. She just accepted
and why,
it.
And why do we accept that? Like, you are not born to suffer and die. I'm sorry, there's got to be more to life than that. All this like joy and happiness and love and experience and fun,
right?
Don't you think that's part of your life? Don't you think you deserve that? Like, don't accept, hey, you have this ailment, you have this condition, live with it. After all those rewards we just made up.
Well, the best part was that they told her when you're in pain, come back and see us. When
Why?
When you're in pain, it's gone too far.
That's the end, right?
Yeah.
We talked about that. So the, hey, something's wrong.
So it's just amazing to me that they know that things are not functioning optimally, but they're not doing anything to support her and to get it to function optimally.
It's because they don't know.
Exactly. So that is just... mind-blowing, and that is a sign also that there's something going on with your immune system when you have tumors or cysts or things like that that are popping up, or adult acne or skin issues or digestive issues. Those are all signs that something is wrong with the immune system and your body's not able to regulate itself anymore. So a few other things for your immune function, natural herbs and essential oils are also very pivotal in playing a role in boosting your immune system. Your state of mind is also very pivotal in boosting your immune system.
Oh, definitely.
I'm taking a course right now from UC Berkeley about the science of happiness, and we're talking about the mental connection of people who are have relationships, have positive relationships in their life, that will actually boost their immune system.
On a cellular level, positive words change the structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I talk about this so much. Oh my God. Masumo Emoto, he did the water experiments where he demonstrated the effects of positivity on water molecules and negativity on water molecules. And there's clearly a difference. And I like to bring that up to people because essentially that's what you are.
Right.
And vibrations are so important to your well-being. They really are.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Negative or positive. Like where you are in your most of your day, or the type of people you spend time around, whether or not you're aware, they are affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be detrimental to your health.
Yes.
That's important. Like, I recently got rid of some people. Oh, let me tell you. Oh my God, I feel amazing. Everyone's like, what's wrong with you, LaVon? I'm like, I just lost like 800 pounds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Literally shit that was not mine, and I am amazingly happy.
Yeah,
it wasn't mine. It was theirs.
It's almost like you're floating on air when you kind of do that.
And oh, yeah.
It's hard to make
I call
those,
it life drugs.
Yeah. It's hard to make those decisions, you know, obviously because we are by nature compassionate and empathetic as well. And you tend to worry about what's going to happen to the other person. But ultimately, you need to stop and think about what's going to happen to you if you don't make those changes and how it's going to affect your health and your well-being. And that all affects your immune system and like your total health as well.
It does. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
You studied kinesiology.
I did.
And can you talk about that for a second? What is kinesiology?
Yeah.
And how is it the precursor to what you do now? Because I think it's, if you bring up that point, people kind of get it.
Right. So I studied kinesiology in college. I have my degree in kinesiology, and kinesiology is the study of the body. That's what it means, essentially. So all the functions of the body, whether it's physiology, nutrition, the digestive system, the musculoskeletal system, because everything in the body is interconnected. So just as an example, the skeletal system and the muscle system, we say that it's a kinetic chain. And literally each muscle that you have is connected by a sheath, like a layer of really thin skin, or like a coating almost. Like think of like a sausage.
Yeah. You might mind reader.
When you like step it into the sausage and the casing.
Simultaneous sausage.
What? That's exactly what your muscles are stuffed into. So that kinetic chain is intertwined. So that's why if you have an injury in like a specific muscle or a specific area of your body, it can create this domino effect where you will have aches and pains in other places of your body because of that kinetic chain. It's like it will just, it kinks the chain. So just like if you have a hose.
Oh my gosh. I need
and
to
there's
stop.
A kink in the hose, the water can't flow through. And it's until you unravel that kink in the hose, that chain, that it's going to work well also for you. So I studied kinesiology. I took my degree and became a personal trainer initially. And I love working with people in personal training, really into fitness myself, did some fitness competitions and so forth. And then as I started training people, I really started questioning the idea of calories in versus calories out, because I had clients that were doing all the right things. They were eating the right amount of calories. They were working out. They were in a deficit. They weren't losing weight. They were still having energy issues. And I was like, there's got to be more.
Something I'm missing.
This equation. Like something's happening. And my mentor in college was Sean Croxton. And some of our listeners might know who Sean Croxton is with Underground Wellness. And he really opened up my mind to what some of these, he actually is the one who exposed me to functional diagnostic nutrition and FDN. And that's where this whole new world opened up to me, that there are other root issues going on preventing us from losing weight. So for example, going back to cortisol, if your cortisol is off, it regulates your blood sugar. Well, if you have high blood sugar all the time, that affects your insulin levels, that affects all of your other hormones, and it affects your ability to lose weight. So somebody who's struggling with weight loss, it could be a result of cortisol. Well, cortisol is not really the root cause. What's causing the cortisol to be high?
Is it stress?
Is it with some type of bacteria in your gut? Is it something interrelated that's causing the stress? It's causing the spike in cortisol. So you can kind
of start
to see.
Is it your crappy roommate?
Yeah.
What is it?
Exactly.
Is it your jerk girlfriend?
You can start to see all these connections. And so, so coming out of kinesiology, personal training, got into functional diagnostic nutrition, and then I wanted to take it to another level as well. And I did, I'm a transformational nutrition coach. So I took a course called through the Institute of Transformational Nutrition, where it touched on the spirituality and psychological aspects as well of our health and our well-being, because those are huge,
huge.
So breaking down our self-limiting belief systems, in that you have, you may or may not be aware of them, but you have belief systems that you maybe have grown up with because of the way that your parents have raised you, just things that have been ingrained in you from a young age that are actually kind of preventing you from getting to where you want to be with your health. It's like holding you back a little bit. It's a belief system that you have that is definitely alterable. You can change it. And then some of the psychological components, like the relationships that we do have in our life and the mental stress aspects, and helping people to break through some of those barriers too. So when I work with somebody, it's really a holistic approach in the true meaning, and that it's not just about nutrition
or symptoms.
It's not about symptoms at all. I do not treat symptoms. People will come to me with symptoms, but I don't treat symptoms. The bigger picture is to get your body in this perfect place of homeostasis,
and that I love that word, homeostasis. So good.
That will be when the symptoms will subside. And, you know, depending on your situation, they may never fully be resolved if you have an autoimmune disorder, but they definitely can be lessened and be managed so that your life is more manageable. And so, and then incorporating, you know, the psychological and spirituality aspects, being in touch with your spiritual side, whatever that might mean for you. There's a lot of different meanings of spirituality for everybody, and there's no right or wrong way.
For me, it's just remembering to be, because we're also, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, oh my god, I have to be here, oh my god, I have to do this, there's a deadline, and I gotta stop. Stop for a moment and be a human being. It's in your name. Are you being?
That's,
seriously,
I like
that's
that
profound,
one.
Right? That I made is. That up all by myself. Just be.
That is really profound. And being present.
In the moment, because it's now. Time is now.
In the moment. I think the best kind of, example of this is, have you ever just, like, driven home and you realize that you don't remember the whole drive home?
Yeah.
It's like you were on autopilot. Right. Where you could have gotten in a car accident and not even known it. You know, to be present in that. And I know sometimes it's hard.
Especially when you daydream constantly, like me. I'm always, like, in space. Always.
But even to be present in that moment, because your life depends on it and the lives of others around you depends on it, to be present. When we eat, I mean, that is like one of the key times when I see people just not being present.
Stop taking pictures of your food. Honestly, stop. It's great and it's beautiful, but you should eat it.
Well, and it's a big thing when I talk with people who feel like they are never full. And they're not satisfied with food, even though they've had delicious meals.
I equate eating food to, like, making love. You don't want to just... Okay, quickies are nice. Sometimes you have to have a quickie just to get what you need.
Right.
But you want to make love to your food. You want to look at it. You want to smell it. You want to touch every part of it. And then you want to devour it.
Right.
You eat your food like you want to have the best sex ever.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. Your body will go, oh, thank you. As opposed to, okay.
Yes.
No, it every little part of it, I feel like it nourishes you more because you give it that attention.
It totally does.
You validate it.
It does. And thinking about having appreciation for it, where it came from, mm-hmm. and this also ties into the importance of kind of eating local. Like if you think about how many hands that food has touched before it got to your plate, all the different energies.
And energies, yes. Oh my God, it's like... You okay, back to sex.
Yeah.
Say you have this partner, right? And they've been everywhere. They're still sexy, but do you want all that energy? Mm-hmm. Or do you want all that? You don't need that much validation. You can give your food the validation.
Right.
And more importantly, it's healthier. It has more nutrition. It came from a place that was nearby. Like, I'm alarmed sometimes when I think about how long it was that this apple I'm about to eat has been.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring something we talk about often is locally grown with positive intentions. Like
mm-hmm.
it goes back to what we were saying earlier too, is the structure of the whatever it is, the cell, is directly dependent on the energy it was given.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want a food pumped full of chemicals thrown in a truck and forgotten about for weeks?
Right.
And then covered in some sort of plastic to make it look shiny and pretty, mm-hmm. and then thrown on top of a bunch of others that are the same.
Right. Well, if we just practice mindfulness and being present on a more regular basis, it will enhance all aspects of your life, not only your food and your relationship with food, but also your relationships with other people.
And yourself.
So having meaningful, present, and mindful conversations.
Like looking at someone in the eye. Oh, man. Isn't that weird?
Yep, that one. And then also just being present with yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're talking about all of these signs and symptoms and being present and mindful about what your body is trying to tell you and not just ignoring it and going through the day. I just wrote an article about this, and that in this life that we live in right now, in this society, it's so easy to be distracted. And I am
bombardments. You know, the average human looks at a web page for 7 seconds.
Right.
7 seconds.
And I am totally a victim of this as well. And I shouldn't even say the word victim, but I am
conditioned.
An offender.
Conditioned.
As well. Where I was just telling somebody today, I was like, why do I feel the need to check Facebook at the stoplight?
Because it's drugs.
Right. Because where did my patience go? Before there was Facebook and I had a cell phone with it in my car, I used to just sit at that red light and I used to be present in that moment, in that situation. And so...
Can I bring up a funny point really quick?
Yeah.
I want everyone to do this. Next time you're in a red light, just stare at the person next to you. It will freak them out. And then when they look at you, give them the biggest grin of your life and just wave.
And give yourself a high five.
Yeah, and then give yourself a high five and go, I did it, LaVon. Please do that. Just please start a trend where we all creep each other out at stoplights. Please.
Yeah, everybody started the ice bucket challenge. We should start
Can we creep our neighbors out at red lights?
Yeah.
Go.
I love it. But just, you know, being present with yourself and in that moment and listening to your body and listening to what it wants, what you're really truly hungry for, what you're not hungry for. Are you full? Are you thirsty? Do you need love? Do you need a hug? Do you need to take
to
a
cry?
Nap? Do you need to cry?
Whatever. Do you need to rub one out?
This world really makes it very easy to be distracted. And it's this constant kind of chaos of running from one thing to the next thing, whether it's cleaning the house, cooking for your family, going to work, running errands, doing laundry. And you have to stop, because at some moment, you need to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody else will take care of you.
And then you can't take care of anyone else.
And then you can't take care of anybody else. And those are very important things to think about. Not only that, but there is so much in life to enjoy. So if you want to live a more fulfilling life, then you need to stop and smell the roses occasionally and really enjoy those things that are in front of you. And when you stop and do that, you're automatically going to be giving yourself a health boost, because research is showing that when somebody feels like they have meaning in their life and they're happy, all those things boost their immune system as well.
Well, it's validation. Mm-hmm. And where else could it be more important than from you? Mm-hmm. Give yourself validation. And how do you do that? Be a being.
Right.
Be a being. Let yourself be. We talked about all sorts of things tonight. We talked about our hormones, how they control our functions, our immune system, how our army is always protecting us, the importance of assimilating nutrients via your digestive system, and how your immune system essentially lives in your digestive system. Can we talk a little about detoxing? We've only got about 5 more minutes. What is the importance of that, especially living in a chemical bombard? I mean, not only am I distracted, but chemically.
Right.
Your system is overloaded all the time.
Yes. And so doing natural detox through food sources is very important, because your liver is your filter for everything. So the lotions that you put on your skin, the air that you breathe, the things that
shampoo,
you put in your body,
everything.
There's a great website called the environmentalworkinggroup.org or EWG.org. They have a database called Skin Deep, and you can actually look up all of your personal care products there and see a toxicity rating on them, so that you can get rid of the old stuff that's toxic and find the new stuff that's not toxic or not so toxic for your system. But you are exposed to toxins in the environment that are uncontrollable sometimes, and therefore detoxification is very important. If you have a clogged liver, then you're not able to excrete excess toxins and hormones in your system. Your liver also plays a vital role in managing your blood sugar and insulin as well, and digestion too. So some really easy things to do to naturally detoxify your system is to drink water with lemon in it.
Yum, yum.
Particularly in the morning.
Anytime.
So first thing in the morning, just some lukewarm room temperature water with a few slices of lemon. Incorporating grapefruit on a regular basis. So whether
that's... balance your pH too.
Yep, they balance your pH too. Maybe having a half a grapefruit with breakfast, or I'm not a fan of eating it. It's too bitter for me. So I will take a real grapefruit and I'll juice it myself.
Mm. And what about a grapefruit beer? Just
no.
kidding.
That's a double.
What about grapefruit sake?
No.
what about grapefruit, what do you call it, kombucha?
Grapefruit kombucha, yes.
It has alcohol in it, and it's okay, though?
But it has probiotics and natural good things in there. Okay. As long as it has real grapefruit juice. If it's flavored with a quote-unquote natural flavor, that's toxic.
So I think
stuff.
We brought up a good
that.
Point. For all you people out there who like your booze, you can still have it, but it has to be via kombucha.
Yes.
Straight from Jen's mouth.
Yes. So grapefruit in any form is in any natural form is good. And then also beets, raw beets.
I love beets.
I like to shred raw beets and I put them in my smoothie, or shred them and put them on my salad.
And they're beautiful. And you can color your cheeks with them.
Exactly. And last one would be dandelion greens, which are kind of bitter for most people, but you can throw them in smoothies sometimes.
Honestly,
or cook with them.
I love the idea that you get so much. What an overlooked thing. People are like, that's a weed. Turns out it's amazing for you.
Yeah.
So that brings up a good point. Your perception of something may be wrong.
Right. Milk thistle is another
yes.
thing, which is a weed.
It's
but
a weed.
It comes in supplement form that helps to cleanse and detoxify the liver, as well as turmeric.
Turmeric, also anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, also anti-inflammatory.
And it makes your food this gorgeous golden color.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. I love turmeric.
So detoxification, I recommend you know, even if you do like an at-home liver flush, maybe once or twice a year can be really great. There's a lot of homeopathic ones online that just consist of olive oil, grapefruit juice, and like lemon juice. Mm-hmm. You drink that concoction, it like
purges everything.
10 o'clock at night, it helps your liver to and your gallbladder to squeeze and flush everything out overnight. So doing those, but then just, you know, daily detoxing through eating like raw organic whole foods is also just a way to support that system.
Jen, you're amazing. You guys, thanks for being with us. Make sure you catch us on Monday for more current events and awesomeness live at 8 o'clock. UCY.TV. Bye.
I'ma let them know, through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.